So just getting back to when you were talking earlier about the various assays that are available, I have a pretty simple question, which is how do you pick which one you use? You know, it kind of seems like part of this is like maybe over the heads of a lot of people, and they're kind of trusting a brand or something. They're not necessarily understanding all the exact. So they want to turn to people like you and say, what do we do?
You know, that's a great question because I think you have to start with the end in mind. What am I expecting to detect with this report? If it's in a case like a secretory breast cancer or a sarcoma, you want to make sure that you're testing for all of the NTRKs that are possible out there. So you want to make sure that your test covers all of those. In cases where that's super rare and you might not be expecting to see that, I can understand someone who wouldn't go the extra mile there. But the theme that we're seeing is tests that are what we call comprehensive, so not hotspot tests, and then also ones that are starting to include RNA sequencing are the preferred vendors that we want to try to stick towards. And most of them are starting to incorporate RNA sequencing as a part of their standard offerings.
So, you know, Emmanuel, we're kind of in general in the mode of what do you do? And I appreciate all the refinities of what you just talked about, but I still can't figure out what to do. Any advice?
Well, the other consideration is, you know, is the test FDA approved and is it generally reimbursed? And, you know, the Foundation Medicine NGS test has been FDA approved for about a year and a half. And as long as you indicate somewhere in your note that one of the reasons you're doing the test is for MSI, since we have a tumor type agnostic FDA approval of pembrolizumab in those patients, you're using an FDA approved test with an FDA approved indication. I cannot remember the last time I've had a patient getting a bill from Foundation Medicine for their assay. So that goes a long way because I can tell you the first time a patient gets a bill, that's the last time that physician is going to order that test. It's a huge disincentive.
Could you just clarify the FDA approval status of both liquid and tissue multiplex assays?
Yeah, sure. I think there are now three tissue-based tests that are FDA approved. The MSK Impact test is FDA approved. Foundation CDX is approved. And then I think one from, is it Oncomine, is FDA approved. That one has a smaller gene list than these kind of large tests do. And in the liquid space, we haven't seen one that's been FDA approved yet. And so that's still on the horizon. But that's the FDA kind of status there for tissue-based testing. And I don't know if there's a different thought there or something that I don't know about, but that's what our landscape is.